Bonjour, bonjour mes amis. On a pré-commencé notre édition de notre programme La Tasse de Café. Un gros lundi matin, le soleil brille dehors. C'est le 16 de septembre, un gros lundi matin après le grand fin de semaine, le grand week-end. Ça c'est Mark Lane, Martel Ardouin. Après dire hello à tous vous autres, Monsieur Jim Swallow est back avec nous autres. Et Jim va être ici au microphone pour dire hello à tous vous autres au site. Et on a un spécial visiteur, on va introduire dans les prochaines quelques minutes. Le programme à ce matin est présenté à vous comme un service par le Carey's Rue, Rocky Riders Collision Center, Bon Ami Insurance Agency, Sooner Auto Salvage, Savoie Medical Center, Le Brown's Furniture Showplace, Industrial Supply and Sports, Dr. Jake LaFleur, Coburn Supply Company, Prairie Manor Nursing Home, Peter Strawitz, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Teats Food Store, Blake's Pharmacy, Eric Gill, State Farm Insurance. Ça, c'est le sponsors qui fait possible notre programme tous les lundis. Et tu peux écouter notre programme sur KVPI, sur les deux stations, sur KVPI 1050 AM, The Legend, sur KVPI FM 92.5. Et si tu es loin d'ici, tu peux écouter sur notre website à kvpionline.com et classichits925.com. Et n'oublie pas, tu peux t'inviter pour appeler 337-363-2124 pour chat avec nous autres. Et bonjour, comment ça va, Jim? Et welcome back.
Bonjour, Mark. Bonjour. Je voulais dire merci à toi et Charlie Manuel pour nous avoir remplacés la semaine passée. Mais on est paré pour aller à l'ouvrage encore ce matin. Et puis dire un bienvenue à notre guest beaucoup spécial. Mais, of course, on n'a pas dit le mot du jour encore.
Non, non.
Et ce sera un mot spécial, une expression. Il est pas, on pas être à pied. Sont pas à pied.
À pied?
Sont pas à pied. And what do you think? That's a, it's an old expression, but we don't use it much around here.
I've heard that term before.
À pied.
On foot?
Oui. Vous autres avez parlé, toi et toi, avez parlé de ça la semaine passée pour être à pied, tu connais?
In other words...
But, and qu'il n'est pas à pied, it's an expression to mean somebody who's wealthy.
Ah. Yeah.
Il n'est pas à pied.
Gotcha. Sont well off.
So, oui, exactement. That's a good way to put it.
363-2124, Jim, you want to introduce our special visitor with us, this who really needs no introduction, Jim.
Well, maybe I'll be glad to introduce and co-introduce because you know, you're the one that's the behind on the big chair, like Butch DeVille used to say. On aimerait dire bienvenue à notre père Jason Vidrine. Il va parler de sur le sujet de son nouveau livre et la famille de Vidrine et toutes sortes d'affaires.
Bonjour Jim, bonjour Marc, merci bien. C'est toujours une joie pour moi d'être ici avec vous autres dans le studio. Merci.
Oh, c'est notre plaisir de t'avoir avec nous autres.
Great pleasure, Father.
Yeah, Marc.
Yes, sir. And we're going to talk a little bit about his book, Jim, because we're going to hold back a lot about his book because we're going to do an interview with him right after La Tasse that we're going to record and play back later on this week, Jim. But he's done a lot of research sur la famille de Vidrin, so it's a fascinating book. And I think, Father, the Vidrin reunion is coming up too, huh?
Yes, it is. Ça serait le samedi, le dernier samedi de septembre, le 28 septembre, 28th of September, 2 weeks. It's going to be at the Ville Platte Civic Center from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and tous les Vidrines, tous les membres de la famille de Vidrines sont invités.
Comment tu crois? Comment ça va plusieurs Vidrines? Hein?
Oh, wow. Peut-être 3 000. Hein?
Oui. Wow.
Et puis, j'étais prêt à essayer de me rappeler des années passées, il y avait différentes familles de Vidrines. Il y avait des L Vidrines et des... j'ai apprécié de me rappeler tous les Doisites, oui.
Martéon, j'ai entendu.
Et ça, oui. Ça dépendait quelle branche de Vidrines que toi tu deviens, tu connais?
C'est vrai.
All right. Ça se fait. Et allons parler pour un petit peu pour le livre sur l'histoire de la famille de Vidrine.
Oui, l'année dernière était le 275e anniversaire de la famille de Vidrine. Et pendant l'année, il y avait beaucoup de pensées exprimées, des choses écrites. Mm-hmm. Et j'ai décidé de gather it all together, to put it into a book, and a lot of reflections and a lot of just history throughout those 275 years. And Randy Vidrine and Mardell Sibley are two distant relatives who come from the
Vidrine
family.
Randy Vidrine, Louis Clarence Vidrine?
No, Randy Vidrine and Branch.
Oh, all right.
But Randy Vidrine, Louis, comes to the reunion and plays for us.
Right, yeah. A musician. And I'm looking here, Father, at that picture on the front cover. And boy, I tell you what, that I remember as a small boy seeing some homes like this.
Belle Mémoire.
And of course, here you had the steps to go to the attic that was on the front porch.
La garçonnière.
Oh oui, là, pour la garçonnière. Et puis les vieux garçons, ça se couchait dans le grenier, le garçonnière.
Ça, c'est une photo de la maison de mon oncle Joe. Joe Vidrine était dans le Old Park Road.
Oh oui, uh-huh.
Et à cette heure, la maison est sur la route à Grand Prairie, à Washington.
Oh, no là-bas. Kidding.
Ont,
it was moved to
down
over
there. J.D. Swallow has this photo and shared uh-huh. it and... I remember before they moved it being there and kind of in disrepair.
Uh-huh.
But ça c'est une vieille maison de nom Joe Vidrine.
All right. Ça c'était Joe Vidrine de Chico.
Oui.
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 All right. Et il y avait un tas de vidrines de autour de Chico.
Oui.
Enfin, c'est un paillé sur tous les bords, oui. Réellement, parce qu'il y avait des vidrines de la Grand Prairie et au Washington.
Appaloosa.
Tu vois, ma grand-mère sur le bord de Dad, de Pop. Elle allait tenir une vidrine.
Oui.
Et puis,
oui.
Elle était parent avec...
Hein?
Oui, exactement. Elle était une vidrine. Et là, il y avait des Dupré en dedans.
Bien sûr,
la
beaucoup
famille
de
aussi.
Dupré.
Oui, exactement.
Et les vidrines et les Dupré à Grand Prairie ont adapté beaucoup des Orphan Train Riders.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
C'était
a lot from the Orphan Train,
and
yes.
And the Dupré and Vidrine families
and
in Grand Prairie.
They came in on the Orphan Train from New York. C'était les Orphelins.
Les Orphelins.
S'appelait ça les Orphelins
dans les rues
de New York.
La Grand Ville. Hein?
Oh, oui, exactement. So that was... something from way back, and I guess there might be a few left alive.
There are, or at least their children, obviously.
Yeah.
But the Orphan Train Museum in Opelousa keeps track of
uh-huh.
them. Et j'ai rencontré un dame à Krat Springs quand j'étais pasteur là.
Uh-huh.
Et tous deux, ses parents étaient des orphelins.
Both of them were from the Orphan Train. Oui. How about that? Wow. And those little kids would come. And they'd have their name on the shirt. I remember seeing some pictures, you know. And who was supposed to greet them, you know, when they arrived in Opelousas or whatever.
But there were several Vidrine families married to Duprés who
uh-huh.
adopted orphan train children in Grand Prairie. That's what made me think of that.
Right. And, of course, on my dad's side, it's all Grand Prairie Swallows and so forth. And and then... j'ai de la fleur et des vidrines dans la famille. All right. Mark?
Yes, sir. Jim, and don't forget, the lines are open if you'd like to say hello to Father Jason. Or to maybe if you are Vidrine and like know more about the reunion, give us a call and say hello to Father Jason this morning. En français ou en anglais, comme tu veux. 363-2124. While we wait for your phone calls, we're going to hear a message for Brown's Furniture Showplace for that big sale.
It's pick-a-pair time at Brown's Furniture. People all across America just love Lazy Boy recliners, and having one in your home is totally awesome. Just picture it. You're all kicked back and reclining in your Lazy Boy, and then your spouse comes in. Where are they going to recline? So Brown's Furniture is stepping up with a Lazy Boy Pick-A-Pair event. For a limited time, you get two great recliners for one low price, and we're talking Lazy Boy here, people. You can get two high-end Lazy Boy recliners for $899, or choose an intermediate model and get two for $799. On a budget? Drum roll, please. You can even get two Lazy Boy recliners for an unbelievably low $599. Want more reclining? Get a Brandon Brown reclining sofa on sale for just $599. And remember, Brown's always offers 24 months interest-free financing and express delivery. Two great chairs for one low price at the Lazy Boy Pick-A-Pair sale at Brown's Furniture, all locations.
All right, thank you very much. Let's talk about Rocky Riders before we go back to some more and take some phone calls and so forth. But, you know, if your vehicle's in need of some body work, you've had the misfortune of having, maybe it's just a little fender bender, perhaps it's more serious, but whatever. You need some body work on it, come to Rocky Riders Collision Center at 404 Tate Cove Road. Rocky and his experienced staff will treat your vehicle as if it would be their very own. You know, they specialize in collision repair and frame repair and color matching. So your damaged vehicle will look just about like new again. And they do everything under one roof, including to set you up for a car rental if you need that. And they work with all the insurance companies. They offer free estimates. You know, Rocky's got way over 30 years' experience. Their work is guaranteed. Rocky Riders Collision Center is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. And you can call him at 363-0997, 363-0997. Rocky Rider Collision Center, your hometown car repair center with a notary on site to better serve you.
363-2-1-2-4. 363-2-1-2-4. Father Jason, I wanted to ask you, what got the interest in the French language and your culture? Has it been since you were a young boy?
That's always a great question. I meet a lot of people who see that I try to speak French, and they always ask that same question. When I was growing up, of course, I heard French every day. J'ai entendu le français chaque jour. My grandparents would speak French among one another, of course, and with the children, my dad, with all their brothers and sisters. We would go visit my grandparents often, and in the afternoon, at 3 o'clock, have some coffee. C'était tout en français. I heard a lot of expressions and heard a lot of words, but it wasn't really until a little older I had French in high school, at Ville Platte High School, with Anne Christine Jagno. She was teaching French then, and studied it there and had a great time studying it there and had a real interest in it. But it wasn't really until I was removed from our culture, right, when I went to study in Rome and Europe, and there was able to see what we have in South Louisiana, right? And I was able to go to Toulouse one summer in France, the south of France, and do a immersion course for about 5 weeks, and then travel throughout, putting it into practice and speaking. And it's really amazing how an immersion course teaches you to not only know the language, but speak it, right? It gives you confidence to try to express yourself and to teach and to speak it. So, c'était tout, je pense, grâce à nos ancêtres et la grâce de bon Dieu que il serait possible de parler le français. Hein?
That is great, Father. And how many... Do you know how many, are there still quite a few parishes in the diocese that still have masses all conducted in French? I know that you really support those efforts.
Yeah, unfortunately, there are not a whole lot of churches that have French masses, only because by the time the language came to the people in 1970 from Latin, it was already English being spoken, right? In the old days, mass was in Latin, and the sermon was in French, but once the mass itself became in the language of the people, was pretty much English.
Yeah. I remember the early morning mass at Sacred Heart était en français, and I was one of the readers along with Mr. Heza Ortego, Mr. Lionel DeVille, and we'd take turns, you know, rotate as far as doing the readings in French, and that was a good experience.
Yeah, and now there are some masses in French. It's, as I said, it's not ongoing. It's here and there. When I was here at Sacred Heart, I would do Thursday morning the Mass, the Eucharistic prayer in French, and Father McIntyre, who was at Sacred Heart and is now a pastor in Brobridge and at St. Bernard. So every second Saturday of the month, he has a priest come in and do Mass in French every second Saturday of the month.
Wonderful.
And de temps en temps, y a des occasions de parler, de faire la Mass en français. Et je pense que les gens qui parlent français toujours aiment la Mass en français.
Oh, yeah. And of course, for the Vidrine reunion, on aura une partie en français.
Oui, on va parler le français.
Oui, oui.
Oui, bien sûr. Il y a une Vidrine de la France qui vient.
Oh, uh-huh.
Frédéric de Vidrine.
Oh.
Oui, et il y a beaucoup de Vidrines à la Réunion qui parlent français, oui, bien sûr.
So what part of France, you've done a lot of research, Father, what part of France do a lot of the Vidrines and a lot of Evangeline Parish old families come from? Is there an area in France where...
That's a great question. Yeah, the Vidrine family specifically comes from the sud-ouest de la France, or the southwest, a town called Saint-Livrard, France, and actually Laurent Vigneron, qui écoute KVPR, la Tasse de Café, was from right next to it, Temple-sur-Lot. But Saint-Livrard-sur-Lot, it's in the region of Agen, which is between Bordeaux and Toulouse, mm-hmm. dans le sud-ouest. That's where our Vidrines came from. And then, of course, the Ardoins and the Fleurs and Fontenots came from, a lot of them, the northeast of France or the middle of France. But all of them came together in the French Marines, right? Jean-Baptiste Pays de Vidrine était un officier dans les Marines Françaises, comme the Fontenot, comme the Ardoin, comme the Lafleur. Most of those ended up in Toulouse, in Mobile, mm-hmm, to serve. Mm-hmm. We were in Illinois, in Kaskaskia, Fort Deschartres in Illinois. But we all ended up at Pointe-Coupee and then in Grand Prairie in Ville Platte.
Yeah. Et les Swallows, il y avait Noël Swallow.
Noël Swallow.
C'était lui qui avait commencé les affaires de Swallow.
Et la fille à Noël Swallow se mariait avec un fils à Jean-Baptiste, père de Vidrine. Uh-huh. Et les Swallows et les Vidrines étaient uniques.
Ça se fait.
Au commencement.
Depuis longtemps passé.
Comme les Fontenot, comme
oui.
les Ardoin.
Uh-huh. Ouais. Exactement.
Father, you've been to France several times. Are there a section of France where they still speak the kind of French that we still speak here in South Louisiana, le vieux français?
Non, pas Not beaucoup, really. Parce que la modernisation de la France et la langage de la France. Mais il y a des expressions, oui. Oui, dans le sud-ouest, il y a des expressions qui écoutent... près d'ici.
C'est manière comme au Canada.
Oui.
Les Québécois, on se comprend, oui. mais c'est pas le même français que dans les Maritime Provinces.
Oui, oui, oui.
oui.
Mais j'aimerais dire que dans le sud-ouest de la France, le français est plus comme ici qu'au nord de la France. Et je dis ça parce que les accents sont plus country, uh-huh. like here. Uh-huh. And they use the words like we do. They're not afraid to use like the words like Astor.
Uh-huh.
Where in the north of France, you would hear maintenant almost uh-huh. always. Uh-huh. Or je suis, chou. They say that a lot in the southwest of uh-huh. France. It's a little more informal, if you will, a little more country. And they're not afraid to speak like that. You know?
I had back in college a few years back, I had a dorm mate who was from France. Mais he spoke French with a German accent,
oh, wait.
You know.
Alsace-Lorraine.
Yeah, right. And so we got to be very good friends, but the French was a little different, yes.
A little difficult to understand that accent, too.
Uh-huh.
But that's one thing I learned traveling in France, really, and having the opportunity to study in French when I did, was all the regions of France have different accents mm-hmm, and different expressions mm-hmm. and different words, even.
Yeah.
We often talk about that here in Louisiana, right?
Right.
It's different in Marksville or
exactly.
Ville Platte or down
way
in
down yonder.
Vermilion and Homa.
Yeah. Yes, Homa.
It's true yeah. here, but it's also very true in France.
I remember we had an announcer here years back. His name was Howard Kramer. Mark, was that, you remember him?
No.
Or that was before your time here. Howard Kramer. And he came from down around Houma somewhere. And he spoke French very well. But there were many words that were different, you know?
Yeah, and different ways of saying it, just like in English.
Like a rooster, we'd say, gam, you see. And they'd say a courus.
Oh, yeah, we were courus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Okay, Cheryl just passed us the gym about... There is a French mass that goes on, so we can maybe share that information.
Wonderful.
All right. Thursday, 6:30, mass at Sacred Heart, Eucharistic prayers in French with Father Tom Voorhees. Well, how about that, Father Tom? I didn't realize that there was a 6:30 mass on Thursdays that had French. So, very good.
The reason why we started that was people were asking for it, and Mark and I talked about it here, and we decided to start that. So, it's really great to see that it continues. Huh? Il faut continuer à prier en français.
Exactly. I have a coffee cup that's got a leaky bottom here, Mark. Maybe I need to get another one of these foam cups.
Yes, and the lines are open. We want to hear from you. Give us a call and say hello to Father Father Jason and whatever else is on your mind on ce matin sur la tasse de café.
Okay, maybe I can do a message commercial,
yes,
about
sir.
Tietz Food Store.
Okay.
And, of course, from the DeVille family and all the staff. Merci beaucoup. Thank you so much for the tremendous showing they had for their grand opening and their new store, which is across from where the old store was. But it's so much larger, you know. And right now, here is some of the specials that you'll find today and tomorrow at Tietz Food Store. Prairie Fresh whole boneless pork loin, $1.49 a pound only. Whole smoked picnics, 99 cents a pound. Black Canyon Angus beef New York strip steaks, that's New York strips, $5.99. Brian Bacon selected varieties, 12-ounce pack, 2 for $5. How about Luana cooking oil, canola or vegetable, per gallon, $5.99. Domino sugar is only $1.99 for a 4-pound bag. Supreme rice, medium or long grain, the 20-pound bag is only $7.99. And, of course, you've got so many more. Best Choice ice cream, the 4-quart pail, only $3.99. La crème à la glace, Best Choice charcoal, 7.7, $3.49. And those are just a few. And they always say, remember to keep Evangeline beautiful. Put your trash in the proper receptacles. That's a message from Tietz Food Store.
And Jim, while we wait for another phone call, allons écouter un message pour Bon Ami Insurance.
Bonjour, mes amis de tout le staff au Le Bon Ami Insurance Appraisal and Real Estate Service, 423 East Bainville Platte in the heart of Cajun Country. L'office de Bon Ami est prêt pour vous donner les codes sur toutes vos assurances pour les chars, les trucks, homeowners and business, as well as all types of building contractors, including workers' comp and general liability insurance and life insurance, too. And you can depend on a good staff with over 45 years combined experience at Bon Ami. You'll find the friendly staff of Bo and Hazel and Cowboy Phil. And enjoy a bon cajun visit and a cup of complimentary coffee every day. The office is across from the Old Floyd's Record Shop on East Main. Et ça parle un petit peu de français. Travaillez dur pour vous donner les meilleurs discounts dessus votre besoin d'assurance. Ils vont vous traiter comme la famille. And see Cowboy Phil, who's a licensed appraiser and real estate broker. Phone number 363-8888. Ça, c'est pour Bon Ami Insurance Appraisal and Real Estate Service, right là-dessus East Main, à la Ville Platte.
All right, so go by and visit with Phil and the whole crew over at Bon Ami Insurance Agency on East Main in Ville Platte. And Father Jason, you were telling me that one of the great thrills of your life when you were doing all that family name research was able to go back to one of the churches of your ancestors, huh?
Yeah, last year for the 275th anniversary, I was able to go back to France and that time, able to offer Mass in the Church of Saint-Livrard, which is the church where Jean-Baptiste de Pézevedrine was baptized and where his mother and father
lived their whole life, where his grandparents and great-grandparents lived their whole life. And so it was really, really a special thing. It was really great. And, you know, Jackie really did the foundational research of the V-Dream family, and it was his marriage record in Kaskaskia, Illinois, that pointed us to where he was from, Saint-Livrade and Agen. But to have a descendant who's a priest be able to go back and offer Mass there for his soul and for the family, it was just tremendous grace. Yes. Yeah.
That is fantastic. 363-2124. Let's hear from you. C'est un gros lundi matin. And again, Jim, we had the opportunity, Jacob and Graham and several members of our KVPI staff, we were in Grand Unis this past weekend. C'était chaud. but it was nice weather. All of Eunice was packed. There was a lot of people. They had a great car show. I got to see Mr. Mike Ardoin from the Burn Store with one of his classic cars, and showing they had like 50 or 60 beautiful classic cars there, Jim. And they had a big cook-off. They had Cajun music. Our mutual good friend, Mr. Fred Charlie, was there on the bandstand.
How about that?
And singing up a storm. So it was wonderful. It was good to be in Eunice.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Let's talk about Sooner Auto Salvage at 2102 West Bentonville Platte, offering you a large selection of auto parts for any make or model of automobile, parts for motorcycles, too. And you know what? If they don't have the part that you're looking for, they'll do everything they can to get it for you. Sooner Auto Salvage offers complete auto service, transmissions, wheels, brakes, struts, starters, alternators, air conditioning, and more. If you need a vehicle checkup, come and let their certified mechanics take a look. They remind you that all parts and labor are warranted. When it comes to parts, your choice if you want brand new parts or reconditioned parts, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you find yourself in need of wrecker service or towing service, call Sooners at 363-1960. Come visit with owners Donnie and Amanda at 2102 West Bentonville Platte. Phone 363-7226. Sooners Auto Salvage.
363-2124. C'est notre numéro de phone pour chanter avec nous autres ce matin sur la tasse de café. Jim, we got a call.
All right. Mon je veux. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Mr. Jim, I wanted to tell you I'm glad to hear you on the radio again. You feeling good now, huh?
All right. Feeling much better this week, Stephen. Thank you so much for that.
I wanted to tell hello to Father Vidrine.
Uh-huh.
Well, how you doing, Father?
I'm doing well, Stephen. It's good to hear from you. Thank you.
Oh, that's good. I've been on the phone with the doctor's office. I haven't been doing too good.
But, well, we hope you feel better soon.
I've been trying to get more medicine from the doctor.
Uh-huh. All right, Stephen, thank you.
I wish everybody well at the radio station.
Thank you so much for calling, Stephen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye
okay,
now.
Thank you, Stephen. 363-2124. Come on, coffee, Jim. The coffee's good.
Oui. Le café est bon et la compagnie est jusqu'à meilleure. Comme on avait des années passées, c'était Amanda qui avait fait un commercial un message. Est-ce que c'est le café ou la compagnie? Quelque meilleur. Something like that, anyway.
Wait. What was the name of that coffee? What was the name of that coffee brand that she had done all those TV commercials, Jim?
Well, let's see. Of course, we have the community. Then we had the Mellow Joy. And then I remember as a child, very popular was the Creole Belle. Creole Belle dans les paquets bleus, plus tu le bois, plus tu le veux. That was a very popular brand when I was growing up, you know. But I'm sure there's some more. And, of course, we know that the Mellow Joy is out of the Lafayette area and communities out of Baton Rouge. But then the Seaport was also a popular coffee brand, and that was out, if I remember, out of Beaumont, Texas.
Thank you, Ron.
Yeah. Right, because I remember when KVPI was on the second floor of the old Evangeline Bank, when I'd get off the news in French, I'd go meet Mr. Herman Dardot and Winnie Reed at French Supermarket, and we'd go in the meat department, and there was always a big pot of coffee at the Seaport.
It was always Seaport, huh?
Yeah. You know, everybody had their favorite,
brand. Very, very popular brand of coffee. Okay, on va écouter un message pour le Savoie Medical Center.
Bonjour, mon ami. Mon nom est Brent Burge, and pharmacist du Savoie Medical Center, le Savoie Cancer Center pour plus de 30 ans. Si quelqu'un dans ton famille a besoin de la soin de cancer, le choix est pour vous autres. La Dr. Paul Zhang du Medical Oncologist, aussi Dr. Lawrence Menache du Radiation Oncologist, est exceptement le nouveau patient. Peut-être voir un docteur loin de la maison, mais tu veux, il suit ton soin près de la maison, t'es pour faire ça à Mamou Cancer Center. Juste appelle ton docteur pour faire arrangement pour faire ça. Aussi, si tu as besoin de traitement pour anémie, du osteoporosis, les maladies du trip, appelle Savoie Cancer Center pour faire arrangement. Parce que le choix est pour vous autres. Laisse les familles et nous autres, soignez la famille et vous autres. Merci.
Right, bien merci, Mr. Brent Burge and all the crew over at L'Hôpital de Savoie, à Mamou, Savoie Medical Center. Give us a call here at the radio station. Ça peut écouter la tasse de café, Jim?
Oui, Mark, merci beaucoup. Et on aimerait écouter des messages de les personnes qui après écouter le programme ce matin. Allons parler pour Coburn Supply. You know what, folks? Coburn Supply in Eunice Annapolis is now offering you some granite for your home. It's the perfect addition to your new kitchen or bathroom or remodeled kitchen or bathroom. Coburn Supply is your number one headquarters for lighting and plumbing fixtures, for appliances, hardware, home decor, and now even granite at great prices. Coburn's been serving our area, you know what, over 50 years. Your number one choice for electrical, plumbing, and air conditioning needs, and you'll enjoy dealing with the friendly, knowledgeable folks that you won't get in those big box stores in the cities. So if you're planning to build new or remodel, visit Coburn's in Eunice Arapalooses for a no-obligation estimate on your next project. In Eunice, visit with Kobe and the crew at 770 North CC Dusson, phone 457-7324, in Opelousas, Ernie and staff, and check out their beautiful showroom at 2601 West Landry, phone 948-8266. What you need, when you need it, at Coburn's in Eunice and Opelousas.
I'm trying to remember that coffee brand, Jim, and it's right on the tip of my tongue, and I can't remember that coffee commercial. C'était tout en français that Amanda would do. And if anybody can remember what was that name of that coffee brand, give us a call. And you mentioned that little slug line they would say right at the end, is it my company or is it the coffee?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, that was so good.
Amanda had done a great job.
She did.
On that commercial.
So give us a call at 360.
And also,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. And also I want to give her credit for the book that we use so often here on La Tasse. The book is entitled Tonnerre Méchien.
Yeah.
A glossary of Louisiana French figures of speech, compiled and annotated by Amanda Lafleur. And, of course, there are some others involved, too. But I'll tell you, we enjoy this book very much. It's got so many, you know, the old expressions. Le temps et l'espace, you know, and there's so many things. C'est pas toi qui a fait la lune. Remember, who was it? Marion Marcotte had said, c'est Jim Swallow qui a gratté la lune pour faire les étoiles.
That's a good one. And we got a phone call, Jim.
All right, moi je veux. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Darnell Gilroy.
Hey, Darnell, go ahead.
Okay, hello there, Father Vidrin. Qui c'était les Vidrin d'Oisette? You say ça vient quand on est in.
All right, les doigts.
Les doigts de vitrine. Ouais. Ça c'est une bonne question. Il y avait un fils à Pierre Vidrine, le fils à Jean-Baptiste Pays de Vidrine. Donc le fils à Pierre Vidrine était Jean-Baptiste Vidrine dit Doisy, il s'appelle. Et on pense que tous ces les descendants de Jean-Baptiste Didoisit s'appellent les Doisy Vidrine. Il y a une grosse branche des Doisy Vidrine near Mamou and Vidrine back there, Lance Gris, Lance. And you'll hear people ask often, or you Doisy or no. And there are different, you know, people trying to figure out the origin of it. We don't exactly know. There is Dow Fontenot, and I have talked about it, and there's an expression that he says he thinks it means hay eater, right?
Manger de foin.
But we do know that Jean-Baptiste Lepage de Vidrine, qui est venu en Louisiane de la France, came from, his family had the Chateau d'Oisy-Védrine, which produces wine in France, at Barsac, France. And it's still produced today by a different proprietor, but it's still produced. So maybe there is some connection to that d'Oisy-Védrine, the name of that chateau in France, with that branch in Louisiana.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's, you know, interesting histories you start tracing back, you know, to some of these families.
What about you, Darnell? Do you know anything about that, or have you heard anything about that?
I heard j'attendais les vieux parler les vidrines d'Oisette.
Oui.
Mais je connaissais pas quelle place de la France de Chardonnay.
Oui.
Et quelle année que ils ont lu ici?
What year?
Jean-Baptiste Didoisy would have lived around the, would have been born about 1820 or so, 1830. It does go way back for sure.
Jean-Baptiste
Didoisy, le grand fils à Jean-Baptiste Lepage de Vidrine, qui est venu de la France, oui. Oui.
Il est né ici, dans le...
Oui, dans la, ici à la Ville Plate, en fait, oui.
Dans les
1800. Oui.
OK.
All right. Et merci beaucoup. Merci, Donna. Pour...
OK.
All right.
Thank you. And another call, Jim.
Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, this is Buffett.
Buffett Gilroy. Go right ahead.
Hey, that coffee, it start with a Louisiane or something like that?
Louisiane coffee. Yes. Thank you so much for telling us that, because we remember Louisiane coffee, sure.
Yeah.
It was a yellow pack, if I'm not mistaken, with some black writing.
Yeah, and Mellow Joy also had a yellow pack. But, yes, you're absolutely
right
about that.
Mellow Joy was more on the brown side.
Uh-huh. Oui, ça c'était le Louisiane coffee, hein?
Yeah, and the seaport had the picture of the ships on the pack.
Exactly right. That was the seaport. When you saw the picture of that ship, you knew it was some strong seaport coffee.
You can still find the seaport stuff, like the flavorings and all that.
Uh-huh. They're still making some seaport stuff with the brand, I mean.
Oh, yeah. You remember the root beer?
Oh, Lord, écoute, on a fait un tas de root beer. Tu mettais ça avec de l'eau et du sucre et tu brassais ça bien et en buvais ça.
There was the red one, too. The one would make the water. Cherry or strawberry?
Yeah, the strawberry, uh-huh. That's right. You could buy that in those bottles, you know.
Can you still buy Louisiane coffee?
Well, Louisiane coffee was coffee grind.
So you can't buy that, huh? Anymore?
I'm not sure. I'll never look.
I haven't seen any, you know. But it's possible. Oui. Le bon café.
Mm-hmm. And you see, like, AMP used to have their own brand of coffee.
Was that 8 o'clock coffee?
You're right.
Uh-huh.
You'd buy your pack of coffee, and when you got to the counter, you told them what kind of ground you wanted.
Right.
They'd unroll the bag, and they'd grind it right there. And hand it to you.
And, boy, I tell you what, Buff, it sure smelled good when they were grinding that coffee.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we appreciate the call.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you, Buffy. Now we got the answer.
I remember, Mark, when we'd buy our coffee beans green, then we would roast them, you know. There was a special skillet where you would pour that in and stir and stir. C'était une cuillère proche plat that you would stir that coffee until it was roasted just right, you know, and then you'd put it in le moulin à café that was attached to the wall, and you'd grind only the amount that you needed at the time you were making the coffee.
Wow.
Là, des fois, ça, ça restait réchauffé, c'était proche assez fort pour mettre la quillière debout dedans.
That is some strong
coffee. Oh, absolutely.
Let's take another break, and we'll be right back with your phone calls to La Tasse de Café right after this.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Sherry from Industrial Supply Support, your True Value dealer. It's that time of the year again, getting out our guns, checking our ammo, trying on our camouflage clothes, see if they still fit, see if our rubber boots leak. Do I need a license? You stop and think, where do I go? Let me answer all your questions. Industrial Support, check out our Browning clothing, lacrosse and mug boots, Campbell Frog Talk, Rainwear, and Dutch Harbor. We are newly remodeled and we will be impressed. The shelves are full of wonderful merchandise. It doesn't matter where you hunt or what you hunt, for Industrial has it. It could be doves, squirrels, ducks, or deer. There's everything you need. And last but not least, it's also a hardware store and paint shop. Come see us. And always remember, respect the law, the land, and the game. At Industrial, every project is a true value. Our blessing goes out to our men and women in the military and in the blue.
Bien, merci, Ms. Sherry, for that information for Industrial Supply. Jamie, on a not call.
All right, bonjour, bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Jim, this is Glenda Duplichin.
Go right ahead, Glenda.
Okay, my grandmother was a Vidrine. Her dad was Pierre Vidrine.
Uh-huh.
But she would refer to the Droisic Vidrine as the Droisic avec les orteils collés.
Avec les orteils collés? Stuck, the toes stuck together.
Yep.
How about that, huh? Uh-huh. All right. Well, hey, we're getting all kind of side information here this morning.
Yeah, I thought that was so funny.
Yeah, thank you so much for that.
Okay, honey, bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you, Ms. Glenda. 363-2124. Jim, c'est ton tour.
C'est mon tour, and I want to talk about some food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here in Ville Platte, we kind of, well, and all of South Louisiana, we like our fricassees and our gumbos and all that. Well, especially, like we said, gumbos and jambalayas and barbecues and the good old hen stew from way back. And you know what? You can get the ingredients you need right here, made right here in Ville Platte. I'm talking about the Carrie's Roux products. Mm-hmm. Carrie Lafleur, owner of Carrie's Roux and Pigstand Barbecue Sauce, is the son of Archange Lafleur, who was an original maker of the processed Pigstand Barbecue Sauce, that they would sell. And, they came up with the idea that, of course, it's not good gumbo unless you use Carrie's Roux. And they've extended their line of products to include Carrie's Roux, the no-fat roux, the dry roux, Carrie's Gumbo Mix, and the Bisque Mix, and the Jambalaya Mix. Their new products include garlic buttered flavored spray, great on anything, barbecue flavored basting sauce. All of their products can be found throughout Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi. But if your grocery store does not carry them, be sure to ask for it. Visit Carrie's Roux at www.carriesroux.com, and you can order any of their products. They'll ship it right to you, and you can start cooking that great Cajun food. Remember, for true Cajun flavor, call Carrie, Debbie, or Ross at 363-6100.
Okay, Jim, allons prendre un autre call.
Moi, je suis d'accord. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? Hello, bonjour. Nobody there, Mark?
Let's try this call, Jim.
All right, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Jim.
Yes, uh-huh.
It's Ella Marie calling you.
Ella Marie, yes, go ahead.
Okay, I still have my mama and daddy's old coffee grinder over here.
Le vieux
and I have
coffee.
The green coffee to roast.
Uh-huh.
Put in it. I have that over here.
Oh, I'll tell you what. When they grind those coffee beans, you could smell it all over the place.
No. And but I have still the one Mama had. I still have her old coffee grinder, and I have all her coffee.
Right. Thank you so much for letting us know about that.
So you still use it?
Huh?
Do you still use it? Do you still grind coffee with it?
Oh, no.
You don't do that
anymore. I just have it put up in my kitchen to show how pretty it is.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And you could set it to depend on how fine a grind you wanted in that Moulin Café.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I still have that shot.
All right, Glenda. Thank you very much.
Okay, Jim.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you for calling. 363-2124. Jim, on va écouter un message pour Dr. Jake LaFleur. Dr. Jake LaFleur specializes in adult primary care at Evangeline Primary Care Offices at 503 Jack Miller Road, Suite B in Ville Platte. You're invited to visit with Dr. Jake LaFleur today. His office hours are 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on Fridays. They also accept walk-in patients during those hours. Most insurance plans are accepted. Dr. Jake LaFleur practices internal medicine, covering common diseases such as diabetes, asthma, emphysema, arthritis, and gastrointestinal diseases. That's Dr. Jake LaFleur with medical offices at 503 Jack Miller Road, Suite B in Ville Platte. Call his office today to schedule a visit, 363-7036. Thank you very much, Dr. Jake. 363-2124. The lines are back open. We have about, on a peu près 10 minutes qui reste sur notre programme. We have our special visitor. We have Father Jason Vidrine, who has his brand new book out on the Vidrine family. And he's going to be doing a special interview with us a little bit later on to talk in detail about his research. We're looking forward to that. So if you want to say hello to Father Jason or to talk about anything else, ce matin, don't any sort and call. And let's see, Jim, on I not call.
All right. Moi je veux. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle? Hello? Well, I guess there's nobody.
Yeah, there's... Hello?
Hello? Mr. Jim?
Yes, uh-huh.
I can't hardly hear you.
Well, I can hear you well.
Fine, go ahead.
All right.
Years ago, we moved to Texas, and we could buy the community coffee, the 12-ounce packs, two for $5.
Two for $5, and that was some 12-ounce packs
it's
then.
It's not like
said.
That today.
No. Yeah, it's a little more expensive today.
Okay, y'all have a good one.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. 363-2124. Allons écouter un message pour Peter Strawitz, Edward Jones.
Hi, I'm Peter Strawitz, your Edward Jones financial advisor. Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? We'll work together and use an established process to create and personalize a financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. Please call me today at 337-363-7870. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
All right. Merci beaucoup. 363-2124 or 337-363-2124 is our number, and we'd love to hear from you. If you've got some memories of way back there or les familles de Vidrine et ou d'autres noms de famille qu'on avait ici dans le sud de la Louisiane, vous invite de nous appeler. Right now, we're going to talk about Prairie Manor Nursing Home. And folks, looking for the right facility for your loved one when they're in need of short-term rehabilitation or long-term skilled nursing, that can be a tough task, you know. But the folks at Prairie Manor Nursing Home in Pine Prairie, you know what? It's the home that Prayer built. I remember so well when it was organized and Father Les, you know, and Brother Jackson, they would tease each other to see who had the best communication with the Lord above, and they worked together to build that that nursing home, and that's Prairie Manor Nursing Home that offers you 24-hour skilled nursing care, including physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They invite you to come and tour their facility. Allow them to demonstrate what a wonderful home and family they have right there at Prairie Manor in Pine Prairie. For more information, you can call them at 337-599-2031, or you can come by anytime to experience their warm, family-oriented atmosphere. Prairie Manor Nursing Home, an equal opportunity housing and employer, and as we said for so many years, the home that Prayer built.
Okay, Jim, on a not call.
Moi je veux. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hi, Mr. Jim. This is Jermaine Reed.
Yes, Jermaine. Glad to hear from you.
Tell Father a little word that he's not about the Vidrine reunion, but he will forever be in our hearts. that's almost 6 years ago, he blessed but remarried Robin and I.
Oh, wonderful.
Anniversary.
Uh-huh.
And we love him to death.
Bonjour, Jermaine. Thank you for calling. And it,
hi, Father.
We can mention the V-Dream reunion. Jermaine, fait un bel, bel, bel chapelet, a rosary.
Oh, okay. With, you saw it?
Way with the birthstones of Jean-Baptiste and
okay.
and Elizabeth de Montchevaux and the children, and it's going to be given away as one of the door prizes at the
yes.
wow.
reunion. Oh, one of your cousins had it made, yeah.
Way. Merci, Jermaine.
Well, I don't speak too good about court. Pas quoi?
Oh, de nada, pas quoi.
Yeah, pas quoi.
Uh-huh.
But okay, I'm going to let y'all go, but I just want to tell Father hi, and, you know, sorry ever being our heart.
Thank you. Praying for you and Robert. Miss y'all.
Right.
Please pray for Robert.
Yes. Oh, we're praying for Robert just about every day, Jermaine.
Okay, thank
all
y'all
right,
so much.
Sure.
Bye.
Thank you, Jermaine, and not call.
All right, bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Jeff.
Oui. Hillary Hill. Is that Hillary Hill himself?
Bien, living close.
Oui. C'est un faiseur de pain perdu, de biscuits, et toutes sortes de bonnes choses.
Let me tell you a little joke about Father Prescott.
Uh-huh, all right.
And he was running late for Mass, probably a Saturday or Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
And somebody, after Mass, he says, Father, he says, you were running kind of late. He says, had y'all started? and the guy looked down, no, Father, we didn't start. Well, he said, I wasn't late then.
Oh, listen, he was so funny.
Well, I guess he wasn't late. He always had a little joke like that, you know.
Yeah.
He had an answer for almost everything.
And
that was a fine man, I'll tell you what.
Great oh, wow, so there's so many stories.
Fine bridge, but a fine man.
Such a great saint. Leslie T.H. Prescott. And, of course, remember that time.
I knew him pretty good, you know.
Uh-huh.
He teased me about my accent and all that good stuff, you know.
And the day he took over the garbage route over there in Pine Prairie to help somebody out, and just so many things, great stories, and of course those vacation trips that he would take,
pilgrimage.
You know, pilgrimage and so forth, you know.
And you know, Jim, you know that for sure, but a lot of people might not know. It didn't matter. Whoever came to see him for some help, you know, they were having a hard time with the family or a son or a daughter or a
yes.
mama or daddy or whatever. He'd help them. He didn't ask if they were Catholic or Protestant
right.
or Baptist.
He was everybody's pastor.
It didn't matter to him.
Yep.
You know?
I remember several examples.
It was like he wanted to help everybody. You know what I'm
uh-huh.
saying?
Right, exactly.
I've heard so many stories about his love and devotion to the people over there. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks to Father Joe Brennan for compiling
right. and, you know,
the stories.
It's just unbelievable what he did and how much time, where he got the time to do all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it was his life. It was his life. It was who he was.
Uh-huh.
And Father Brennan did write the book about Father Prescott and the memories many people shared. So those who maybe haven't seen it, if you try to look for it, it's a really great book.
But you know, Father Brennan, if he wasn't even with Father Prescott, he was pretty close second.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
he was like that too. Both of them remind me of. And Jim, you remember this, and maybe Mark is too young for that. But when Father DeBlanc was at Sacred Heart,
uh-huh.
Monsignor Bourgeois, he was like that, you know.
Oh yeah.
You could see him cut the grass on the football field or hauling cement blocks from Mr. Albert Tate Senior, and to make the stands, the bleachers at the field.
Right.
Hey. You never knew where you'd see Father DeBlanc, you know?
That's for sure, Hill. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Hill. Let me let y'all go. It's getting closer time. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mr.
Mr. Hill, 363-2124. Allons écouter un message pour le Yo Happy Blake at Blake's Pharmacy. The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatanya and Villeplatte. Pharmacist Pat Andrus and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim, to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chatanya, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor, and visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatanya and Villeplatte. Phone 363-7497. Hello, everybody. I'd like to know, when was the last time you had a little something extra at the end of the month? A nice chunk of your hard-earned money that didn't need to be paid out or handed over? Well, you got to go visit my good friend, State Farm agent Eric Gill here in Villeplatte. Eric can help you put the budge back in your budget. Come in and visit with Eric Gill. He'll take a look at your car insurance policy, do a free discount double check to make sure that you're getting the discounts you deserve. Discounts that could add up to 40%. You heard me right. And that 40% could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Take my advice. Call State Farm agent Eric Gill today for your free discount double check. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I promise you, Eric Gill will take care of you and help you keep more of your money in your pocket. Phone 363-7737. Eric Gill, State Farm Insurance, 605 East LaSalle in Villeplatte. Okay, one final quick call right now, Jim.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Okay, I have another Father Prescott story.
And who's this, please?
Robert McDaniel.
Oh, my goodness. Glad to hear from you. Go right ahead, Robert.
And Father and Daddy were good friends.
Yes.
And Daddy gave Father a bag of produce one day, and he took a morsel out and wrote a joke on the side of that bag and gave it to Father. And a week later, a freeze came and killed all of Daddy's Satsuma trees.
Uh-oh.
A week later, Daddy saw Father at the post office, and Father shook his finger at him, and he said, "That'll teach you to make fun of a priest."
Oh, I remember those McDaniels had a lot of great fruit.
Father, a bag of produce, he'd say that. I mean, he'd say, "Father, nothing's written on the side of that bag." But they were good friends. Father Prescott was just an amazing man.
He was, really.
Just an amazing man.
Yes.
A wonderful man.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Great story. And ça, c'est à peu près tout notre temps.
C'est tout le temps, hein, pour vous dire merci beaucoup à Père Jason pour venir et nous visiter ce matin sur la tasse de café. And Mark, you said that you're going to record a special interview.
Yes.
Today's program brought to you by Carey's Rue, Rocky Rider Collision Center, Bon Ami Insurance, Sooner Auto Salvage, Savoie Medical Center, Brown's Furniture, Industrial Supply and Sports, Dr. Jake LaFleur, Colburn Supply, Prairie Manor Nursing Home, Peter Strawitz for Edward Jones, Teach Food Store, Blake's Pharmacies, and Eric Gill Insurance. Until next time, au revoir, mes amis, que le bon Dieu nous bénisse et tous les États-Unis.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you, Father Jason, for visiting with us this morning, and hopefully you'll come back again very, very soon. Thank you, everyone, for listening in. Father, any closing comments?
Merci bien. Je vais continuer à écouter le programme, La Tasse Café. Et c'est toujours un plaisir. And don't forget about the V-Dream Reunion, Saturday, September 28th.
Bien, merci. Thank you, Father. And stay tuned, because we're going to be recording an interview that we'll play back later this week. Keep listening, and we'll tell you the date and the time. Stay tuned for Classic Country with Cheryl on KVPI AM. And we've got DJ Jacob standing by right here on KVPI FM with Classic Hits. Have a wonderful Monday.